Why abortion is a legal lie, not just a moral one? The conversation every Christian should hear, about law, truth, and the humanity of the unborn. Dr. Al Mohler recently hosted Princeton professor and legal philosopher Dr. Robert P. George for a conversation that every serious Christian, and every confused skeptic, should hear. Together they expose not only the moral horror of abortion, but the legal lies that allowed it to become law of the land. Watch the full interview here. Hey, reader, let's be honest. When conversations go deeper, as in the wonderful one above, you may hear words not commonly used in everyday life. But that doesn't mean one pronounces the word and continues reading. No, sir, these words and their definitions are critically important for our own understanding, so we can convey that to others. This helps us all to see clearly in a world that thrives on confusion. Here are a few words I wasn't very schooled in, but I'm learning, and you can too. Ontology, what's something ISAT its core? A baby in the womb isn't potential life, it is a human being. Natural law, moral truth built into creation, discoverable by reason, not just revelation. Hylomorphism, the belief that we are a unity of body and soul, not just spirits, trapped in bodies. Jurisprudence, the study of law and how it relates to justice and morality. Creation order, God's intended design for life, family, and moral reality. Why abortion is a legal lie, Roe versus Wade wasn't just bad morality. It was bad history, bad science, and dishonest law. Here's what Dr. George lays out, clearly, calmly, and convincingly. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Roe relied on discredited legal claims from pro-abortion activists, especially false claims that abortion was a common law right. Justice Harry Blackmun distorted history, despite knowing better from his time as counsel to the Mayo Clinic. Evidence that the unborn were considered persons under the law was ignored, even though it was widely available at the time. The 14th Amendment, properly understood, protects all persons, including the unborn. George and others make the constitutional case that abortion should never have been left to the states. This isn't theory, it's a legal fact. The abortion regime was not just morally wrong. It was legally fabricated, and Christians need to know the difference. We are not just souls with bodies. Dr. George explains one of the foundational errors behind both abortion and gender ideology: the mistaken belief that we are our minds and our bodies are just containers. But biblically, and philosophically, we are body and soul, not a ghost in a machine. The denial of the body is the foundation for denying unborn life, for transgender confusion, and for redefining marriage. If we don't get human nature right, we won't get human rights right. Why Christians must stay rooted in words that matter. With smartphones, endless scrolling, and short attention spans, we risk trading wisdom for noise. But God's people are called to something higher: to love the Lord with all our mind, not just our emotions. This conversation stretches you, but that's the point. It invites us to deepen our convictions and become more persuasive in our arguments. You know this to be true. I want to help you understand why it's true. Dr. Robert P. George about Dr. Albert Mohler. Dr. Albert Mohler is the president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary and one of today's most trusted voices in Christian cultural analysis. He hosts two influential podcasts: The Briefing, a daily commentary on news and worldview; Thinking in Public, conversations with today's leading Christian thinkers. He's authored numerous books, writes weekly commentaries, and speaks around the world on theology, ethics, and the Christian response to culture. Visit albertmohler.com. YouTube channel, at Albert Mohler Official. 38.4K subscribers, 589 videos, 3.9 million+ views.